So how does it feel now to make the role permanent?
Really not that different, because as I began my time as interim, I just did the job as best as I could, not thinking that I was interim, just certainly meeting every opportunity and every challenge as if it was my permanent job, which is really the only way to be an interim, is to do the job as you would do it normally anyway, and then whatever happens, you don't really worry about it.
Great. Can you explain to our listeners just what the Institute is all about and what it is exactly that happens there?
You bet. Well, this is the Norman Borlaug Institute for International Agriculture, and as the name implies, we first and foremost carry forward the legacy of Dr. Borlaug, who was a faculty member the last 25 years of his life here at Texas A&M. He was a plant scientist who was renowned the world over for the incredible things he did back in the 1960s to develop a variety of wheat that really saved India and Mexico and Pakistan and so many other countries. He's been credited with having saved 2 billion, with a B, lives. He saved people from starvation. So he won the Nobel Peace Prize. He's won the Presidential Medal of Science, the Congressional Medal, every medal you can imagine. And so he worked tirelessly his whole career to try to bring about change in terms of addressing global hunger through science. And so he was a firm believer of taking it to the farmer and helping farmers in these developing countries really feed themselves and be able to rise out of poverty through agriculture. So he passed away in 2009, but in 2006 he loaned us his name to this institute. I was the Vice Chancellor and Dean of Agriculture at that time, and it was incredible to have Dr. Borlaug tell us that, yes, we could use his name for our institute so that it would bring attention to the things that we were doing. So we've been working very hard for years. In fact, this marks the 30th anniversary of the Office of International Programs in Agriculture, which, of course, then became the Borlaug Institute. And so that is what we do, is we apply agricultural science in every respect, not only from production agriculture, but also natural resources, conservation, and nutrition for people in the developing world, which there's going to be about 9 billion people in the planet by the year 2050. And we have to figure out how we're going to, all of us globally, produce enough food for everyone. And it's a challenge because there's population growth continues unabated. And just right now, the statistics tell us that there's almost a billion people who go malnourished around the world. And, you know, for folks who might think, well, it's not really my problem. We have problems here in the United States. We need to solve our own issues of malnutrition and hunger and so forth, which is very true. But the reality is that we don't really have the luxury to not worry about what happens in other parts of the world, because it comes back to us ultimately. When people are hungry, they're desperate, and typically conflict ensues, and we usually are the ones that have to be involved and try to solve those conflict situations. So what better than to follow Dr. Borlaug's lead, which was to prevent conflict by addressing global hunger. He used to say, peace cannot be built on empty stomachs. And it's very, very true. He was a firm believer that if we don't pay attention to global hunger and poverty issues, it's going to develop into a conflict situation, wars and so forth, and we then have to get involved and sacrifice our men and women in the military. And it's better to prevent than to have to address the problem after it's happened. So to do it through agricultural science is really the way that it works, and it's been proven to work. We just have a huge challenge ahead of us because of the sheer number of people and the countries where these people are not sometimes the easiest to work with, and there's a lot of issues with the governments of those countries not necessarily having policies that lend themselves for agricultural reform.
Okay, great. Can you expand on any current projects that you're dealing with right now through the Institute?
You bet. We have several projects, and two of them come to mind. One is in Guatemala, and it is helping farmers, their coffee farmers, address issues dealing with a disease of coffee. And the reason is that when you have these diseases, these plant diseases that affect their crops, then these farmers don't have a crop, and then they lose their livelihood, basically, and fall into poverty and hunger. So by addressing their livelihood and helping them to cope with these plant diseases, by, for example, helping them develop varieties that are resistant, better training on how to apply fertilizers and pesticides and all of that, we're helping them regain their livelihood, maintain it, and so it's good for all of us because it also helps keep the price of coffee affordable for us who are the consumers of these crops. Another project that it comes to mind is one that we have in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is a tough place because that's been riddled with a lot of civil wars. And so we're there now that there's some stability in the country, trying to help men who are in the military be reintroduced into the communities, basically. And we're doing it with agriculture. We're training them to then be reintegrated into their communities and train the people in their villages on agricultural practices, and that way they develop their own livelihood. They can grow crops, they can tend to animals that then they can sell, and with that money be able to send their kids to school, buy health care, and really become prosperous. So that's one that we're very proud of.
Okay, great. And kind of back to your position as director, when you were named interim back in June of 2012, was this something that you saw yourself becoming the permanent director of the Institute, or was it something that kind of developed over time?
It really developed over time. I accepted the interim position from Dr. Mark Hussey, who was the vice chancellor and dean at the time before he became interim president. And I was delighted to help in what way I could. And I've always been interested in international work. In fact, many, many years ago when I was starting as a faculty member here at Texas A&M before I became dean or president or anything, I was engaged in some international work in Honduras, Nicaragua, after a hurricane that hit that area back in 1998. And so we help with some training in agriculture and food safety and so forth. So I've always been interested in this. It's always been an underlying interest of mine. When I became president, I established a position for a vice president for global initiatives for the university. My goal was to try to engage as much of the university community in getting involved internationally. So it's always been an interest and a passion of mine. So Dr. Hussey asked me to do it, and I was, you know, delighted to do it and help in any way that I could. And, you know, not really thinking or expecting anything out of it, just to help for as long or as little as they needed me. But it kind of developed as it went. It evolved, and I'm happy to be doing this and serving the Aggie community and serving, you know, the people around the world and carrying this legacy of Dr. Borlaug that is so important. And so I'm glad to be doing it, and just really working with tremendous professionals here who have dedicated their whole careers to this. And so it's a wonderful thing to be doing, and I think it's very timely as well. So many important issues that are happening around the world that are affecting us, and I think lots of people have been realizing that this is what we need to be doing.
Okay, great. And then are you still teaching at the university right now? Do you still have classes? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I haven't stopped. I teach a food law class at the undergraduate level in the food science department, which is my home department. And I also am teaching a graduate course in disease mechanisms of foodborne pathogens this semester, with some graduate students that are very, very smart and really keep me on my toes. So I do all of that very gladly. I love the connection with the students. When I stepped down as president, I immediately got back into teaching, which is a great passion of mine, and have been doing it ever since 2009. And so when I was asked to take the reins of the Borlaug Institute, I said, I'll do it with one condition. I will not stop teaching. And so I will continue to do it as is something that I think is very, very important for us to keep connected with the students.
Well, and you talk about the importance of the Institute and what you do and how great of a tool is it to have those classes and to really start making that impression on the college students, you know, at a younger age versus just getting the message out to, you know, adults maybe or other people who are not as young or in that college age situation.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, this is a generation of young people that are just yearning to do things like this, to get involved in international projects and travel internationally and just do something that is relevant. I have a coffee mug that a friend gave me that says, "Life is short, do stuff that matters." And I'll tell you, it is not only very, very true, and for people my age, we certainly recognize that because we're not going to be here as long as the young generation is, but these young kids, they really get that, and they want to do things that matter, and they get very excited and want to engage in this manner. So we're very happy to try to help them do that, and we certainly, you know, look for opportunities for them in places where they can work, where it's safe for them to be and learn and gain from it. And it changes their lives. It really does. And it makes them be the next generation of hunger fighters, which is what Dr. Borlaug also wanted to cultivate.
Great. Is there anything that I didn't ask that you'd like to expand on or talk about?
No, I think you've done a great job with the questions, and I hope it gets people excited to go to our website at the Borlaug Institute and learn more about what we do.
And go ahead and give me that website, if you don't mind, right now.
Yes, let me make sure I give you the right address because we changed it not that long ago. It is borlaug.tamu.edu.